the Time to Chat podcast with your hosts, Sue Miller and Michelle Childs. Every week, we take time to chat about things that matter in life and in business.
Hello, and welcome to a Time to Chat podcast with me, Magic Michelle.
And with me, Sue Miller. Hello, everybody. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm all right. I'm getting through. A week to go. Hurrah. That's all I keep thinking. We've had the news now that all being well, back on the 8th of March, which is, a week really, just over a week.
So you've got so much to celebrate. You've just, our last podcast was about you turning 40. So since, so you've had your birthday and it was fun, wasn't it? Even though it was in lockdown, it was fun.
You made it even extra special. So thank you so much. Sue sent me little gifts leading up to my birthday, starting on the Saturday. I was like, what's this? And it was like, there was a 1981 card and a book and all different bits. And so that just made the excitement. And then on the day, I had an amazing photo book, which had so many beautiful memories of biz mums and friends and family stuff. And it was just so lovely. And the kids love looking at it because there was lots of pictures of them and I was pregnant with them. And when they were little and like Poppy, especially, she was like, when I did the 2014 awards, I was like 36 weeks pregnant with her.
Yeah, I know. That was just crazy.
With a massive bump. I was like, you're there in my tummy. And so that was really nice to see.
Well, it's memories. I'm really big on photo memories. So, and there were so many. I mean, you've done so much over the years with Biz Mums.
It's nice to have that because you forget, don't you? And you just, and I think because during that time, I was either pregnant or had a newborn the majority of it. When I started it, I was pregnant with Izzy. So my brain wasn't really processing a lot of the stuff that was going on. I was just on autopilot. So it's nice actually to stop, reflect and look back on it and be like, oh, wow, yeah. So that was nice. So we're just getting through the last few days now of home learning and praying to the Lord above that we never ever have to do this again.
I know.
I'm honest.
I'm sure the kids are excited to go back to school too when you think
about it. They really are. Yeah, the Harrison's not too excited about having to have the lateral flow COVID tests.
No,
but that's the only downside. But I'm sure it's one of those things, isn't it? You know, when you build up something in your head that's really scary, and then you have it, and it's not that bad.
Yeah,
and he's just building up in his head that it's going to be really scary and whatever, and hurt, and all the I don't want things shoved up my nose or down my throat or all this.
Yeah,
and like Tim said to him last night, you'll be fine, just do it. Like if you want to go back to school, you know you need to, you're gonna have to do it. So there we are.
Yeah, there's always something that we have to deal with. There's just been so much anxiety going on. I just trying to shut it all out, to be honest, right now. The only thing I did notice though is that Greece posted, the tourism minister for Greece or something posted yesterday that all Brits are welcome with or without a vaccine. And I was just like, oh my God, everybody's going to be online booking holidays to Greece now because.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I just, and my son and his mates, because they're all finishing A-levels. And so, you know, at the end of A-levels, they tend to go off on a girl's trip or a lad's trip. Well, they're all going to.
Yeah.
So.
Where are they going? Ionetta or somewhere there?
Kavos, is it? Kavos, yeah. So us mums are on
the rowdy place. It's like Mad Soup of Greece.
So us mums are we've got a WhatsApp group, you know, and we're looking at the different options, and And then the boys are like, oh, we want to be close to the city center. You know, don't put us way out and don't put us in a family hotel and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, don't do that.
And then they're like, oh, my goodness. And some of them are with food and some of them without. And then they're saying, oh, they won't even eat the food because they'll probably be up all night and then they'll sleep all day, right? So they won't, they'll probably eat like once a day at about 5 o'clock or something. Yeah, so so they're all turning 18. Yeah,
they'll be out till like 5, 6 in the morning, maybe, yeah. And then they'll be, like you said, sleeping all day.
So,
it wouldn't be any point getting like all or anything. You might as well just, they won't want to be in the hotel much, will they? Apart from just getting their bed time. So
I think we're booking that today because we can see the prices are going up every day. So once that announcement came out as well. The other thing is they announced Leeds Festival is going on. So yesterday the ticket line was open and, you know, some of the boys were at school or not at school, but they were, you know, doing online lessons. And anyways, there's just this mad panic last night and the tickets were all sold out, but all of our boys except one got a ticket. So there's one lad who didn't get a ticket, but figure somebody, you know, they'll be having them that they'll sell them online or whatever. So they're all just like, we're going to Leeds. So I know. It sold out in less than 24 hours. It sold out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everything like that will, won't it? Because everybody, like we were saying, the thing that I was most excited about on the announcements after the schools was when Boris said nightclubs from the 21st of June. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to go out and just dance and just wander around without a mask on and like. Just can't wait to go to the supermarket without a mask on. Like, I absolutely hate shopping with a mask on. Like, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to just walk in a shop and just be like, free. I can't see because my glasses steam up. Oh, it's so stressful. Can't wait to be like randomly, like dancing and in a like drunk in a toilet, chatting to random people. Like, that was the best night. Can you imagine the carnage of that first Friday and Saturday night out? You're not going to be able to get in anywhere. It's just going to be absolute bedlam.
It will.
So
I know.
It's like,
I just saw a petition online yesterday. A petition to make the 22nd of June a bank holiday.
A one-off bank holiday. They can't say all pubs and nightclubs are going to open the 21st of June when it's a Monday. Like, what's that?
I know.
Like, it's going to be that Tuesday is going to be the most skived day.
Yeah. So that's why they're saying, okay, let's just make it a one-off bank holiday.
Shops and businesses are going to just go under on the Tuesday because they're going to have no staffing.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's like this very bug that's gone round that everyone's off on the Tuesday.
Post-COVID party day or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I know. Yes. Anyways. Yeah. They need to make that like Saturday. They do.
Yeah that's just
anyway,
silly.
This is so special.
I wanted to say too that it's really funny that because this is a podcast, you can't see us, you can only hear us. But Michelle's been putting her makeup on throughout the whole beginning of this, fixing her hair, putting her lovely lashes on. So, how's the lash business going?
It's going really well, all things considered. So we set the business up in December, like in an inspired, crazy whim. And then obviously weren't anticipating that we were going to have the children at home for 2 months straight after Christmas. So also because no one's been going out or anything like that. So considering taking those things into consideration, we're doing amazing. So, sorry, yeah. My children have now come and sat behind me, and I'm a bit distracted.
Well, no, that's fine. Are lots of people getting on board, buying them, or?
Yeah. Definitely. We've got nearly 100 ambassadors now. So as soon as people can leave the house more and stuff, we're gonna rocket it. So we just brought out two new styles as well. We've just ordered those, so they're coming out soon. So there'll be like a really natural one and a really like volume.
Yeah, so I want to try the natural exciting. One. So I want to try the natural one.
I'll send you a set.
Well, make sure you put the link in on the Facebook page. Okay. Put the link on the Facebook page.
Yes. So that we,
Okay. Definitely. So today we were just going to talk a little bit about the book world, because I think, our next podcast that we're going to do is going to talk about energy editing and all the magic that you bring to the world. So I just thought with World Book Day coming up that we could talk a little bit about what I do and
absolutely.
And I think I wanted to say too that I wanted to just give a shout out to our authors, because a lot of them are they've especially the children's authors. A lot of what they do is they go into schools and do readings, and they do creative writing classes, and obviously they haven't been able to do that at all for like a year. So some of them have had to really shake it up and get a little bit more adventurous and brave, I guess is another word, and do some online stuff with the schools virtually. So no, just a shout out to them, because it was hard, but you gotta just do it, don't you?
This is push people, I think. But I think that's a good thing as well, because it's pushed people to develop new skills that they probably had wanted to, mm-hmm. but were perhaps scared to before. And then when it's kind of like your back's against the wall and that's the only choice that you got, like it's, you know, it makes a big difference, doesn't it? And they probably benefit that from that now moving forward as well. So it's a good thing.
And the other thing, Michelle, is that before they were just going to schools in their little area, right? Because that they could drive to
all over the country.
Yeah. So I think you're right. They've actually pushed themselves just to do something different. And there's actually, I'm going to do another shout out. There's a company called EYFS Home. And that stands for Early Years Foundation something. And so basically this company was set up to offer resources for nurseries, daycares, even childminders, mums homeschooling their little ones. So they offer loads of resources all online. So that was a real godsend to people. And a lot of our authors have got involved in that, because they do have an author takeover day. Every Wednesday is an author day. So they're reading stories or doing writing, or they're doing crafts or whatever with the children. So that's really good. So shout out to Sarah Griffiths and Jude Lennon, who have been really pushing that and working really hard. That what they do is they record the videos ahead of time, and then they, you know, then they're posted on the Wednesday. So yeah, it's great. So I think also I'm sure a lot of the schools and the mums and everybody were really grateful for the authors that have gone online, because it's just given you something else to, okay, you know, you can have like, okay, well, this part's sorted and I don't have to do it.
Yeah, no, this is it. And I've seen that authors doing like story times, and it's really pushed them to be more visible on social media as well. And I think those kind of habits will stick as well, won't they? So, which is not something that comes naturally to lots of people. They just want, you know, they're creative and they want to write. They don't want to have to, like, doing the publicity side of things can be tricky, can't it?
So yeah.
I think it's pushed them out of their comfort zone with that. So
it is. So there has, you know, you have to look for the positives. Actually, you know what? I need to shout out another one, because you just reminded me. There's another podcast out there called Bedtime Stories with Karen Kelly. And that's actually sponsored by my company, Team Author UK. And Karen basically interviews children's authors, so mostly picture book, because it's usually for the, I don't know, like the 3-year-olds to 8-year-olds. But every week she features a new author and they read their story. But she does a little interview just to find out a little bit about them. And then they read the story. And so you can look that up. It's at, I think it's at 6 o'clock every night. So anybody listening to this, just search Bedtime Stories by Karen Kelly. Yeah, your kids can listen to a story before they go to bed. So that's really that's been lovely too. So yeah, we've had a few things coming up. So World Book Day is the 4th of March. And typically what World Book Day is all the kids get dressed up in their favorite character and they go into school and if you're not creative, I know I used to hate that. It's like some of these moms can just whip up some costume and I'm just
there's a hungry caterpillar coming in, and it's really competitive because you've got the mums who are like super on it, and then you've got the ones that are just like, oh, here goes a witch, here's a bin bag, and which is me. I'm like, oh, what dress have you got that you can wear? Well, who are you? I don't know, Dora the Explorer or something, like, you know, like I've got a good one actually. The girls have both got books that I got Tim for Father's Day with them in it.
There you go. perfect. Oh my god. I know, I used to have those fears every time the Christmas nativity play came up. I was like, oh god, please don't make it difficult. But then the supermarket started coming out with costumes, you know, like angels and donkeys,
B&M or whatever. They've got them all in now.
But they haven't really come up with, if your kid comes up with some very obscure book that it's like, you know, I want to be dressed like, I don't know. So that's why you kind of have to lead your child. You have to say, well, how about this? Mommy, I've never read that book before. Well, let's read it now. We'll read it tonight.
It's your new favorite. Okay, so tell me, other than creating stress for mothers or parents, what is World Book Day about? What's the point of it?
Well, it's obviously it's just to get kids to, you know, engage in reading and engage in the book world. So I'm not even sure who set it up, but I know there's, you can get tokens. So a lot of, you know, Waterstones and WH Smith and so on will give World Book Day tokens, which means you can go to those shops and purchase a book for a pound or something like that, you know. It's all just to encourage reading, encourage, because, you know, especially in today's online world, kids want to be doing stuff online and they want to be doing games, and we got to remember how important reading is, because it's going to help you. It helps you with your, well, listen to me, but it does help you with your spelling. It helps you with your vocabulary, and as you get older, you know, when you start have to write essays, or you, when you go to university, if you haven't grown up reading books, it's a lot harder to do than if you have, because book, just reading just gives you a new vocabulary, and it also helps you to know how to spell words, basically. That's how I got into it, just from reading so many books. So yeah, it's and it's just a fun day for the kids as well, and I think the teachers like it because it's just a different day. However, this year nobody's going to be in school except for the key worker children. They're going to be they're the only ones, but so I guess people just have to be
they'll still make us do it though.
Yeah, they probably will. And I know a lot of our authors are booked on to do virtual readings for schools. So, yeah, they'll probably, have you been sent anything from your school?
I I saw an email from Harrison School, which had the title World Book Day, and he's in secondary school. It had the title World Book Day, and I've not opened it yet because I was like,
they don't usually do that for secondary school.
I know. I'm just trying to find it. I have to see what it actually says. I should have opened it. So I don't know what they're gonna expect them to do. Or I mean, it doesn't really matter because there we go, World Book Day. What does this say? So anyway, for those for people that don't know you, Sue, do you want to tell everybody why books are important to you and about Team Author and how that came to be and what you do?
Okay, well, yes, you know what, Michelle, this is my fifth year. I realized, in June it'll be 5 years since I set up Team Author. Yeah. So basically what we do is we're just a service, a full service company for people who want to be authors but don't know how to publish. So, you know, it's really difficult to get a mainstream publisher. So a lot of people will self-publish, but then that sounds easy. It's like, oh, I'll just write my book and then I'll upload it to Amazon. Well, there's a lot more to it than that. So I think a lot of it's come by word of mouth for us, but you can come to us. We'll do the editing, the proofreading, the cover design, do the interior layout, and upload it to Amazon and set up all the categories and help you to have a successful launch of your book, all of that kind of stuff. So there's just like, I don't know, there's about 30 things. I should actually count them out, but there's so many things that need to be done to successfully get your book onto Amazon and then become an author. And I swear, Michelle, the people who have done it for the first time and they get that book once it's done and published and they get that book in their hand and their names on the front, it's just like, oh, it's like their baby. They just love it so much. So I feel like you're a magic maker and I'm a dream maker. Yeah, I just realized what I am. You're Magic Michelle and I'm Dream Maker Sue. because so many people, it's been their dream and they just don't know how to make it happen. They've written the book, you know, they get that far and then they think, what do I do now? So that's what we do. You know, I've counted it up, I've worked with over 75 authors and published almost 150 books. We'll have 150 books published this year. And if anybody, I'll put the link to my Pinterest site in on the Facebook page, because I put the covers to all our books that we've published are on my Pinterest board. And so then people can see the wide range and you can actually click on them and it takes you to the Amazon page as well. But
cool.
So we don't just do children's books, though. That is our, by far, that's the majority that we do. So we have some brilliant illustrators on board as well, and you know, different styles, but they just bring the stories to life. But we do novels and we do self-help books, nonfiction books. So if anybody's listening who has a business and you've always wanted to write a book about what you do, I've been trying to get Michelle to do a book for about five years.
Weren't we? We had planned it all out before, like this time last year, wasn't it? We had a couple of meetings about it, and then obviously the situation, you know, what's happened in the world happened, and it got pushed down the pecking order.
Yeah,
the children not being home. But no, I definitely think, yeah, I'll definitely. I'm just trying to think if this year would be a good year. Maybe we'll see. I think I'll give me till the end of March, and then I'll commit.
Yeah,
whether I'll do it this year or not, because I've got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, I know. But and that's why I didn't push you. But I think, you know, they say everybody has a book in them. But I do believe you have one. But it will be the right time. And last year wasn't the right time.
I wasn't ready then. And no. I've learned so much and evolved. And I needed to.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, definitely. I think the next couple of weeks, I've got a lot that's happening and percolating under the surface in the background. And so, yeah, it'll be the right time. And you've just got to trust that, haven't you?
Yeah, you do.
Be the right.
So either have a notebook and write down some ideas, or I know you use your phone a lot, so just have a note on your phone that's specifically for book ideas.
Have you seen those new Remarkable
tablets? Yeah. Joe Howarth showed us it. I know.
Well, hasn't she? And then another friend, Facebook friend of mine, Natasha Bray, she just posted up the other day that she's got one and they're not connected at all. So she hadn't seen Joe's. I was just like, oh.
I know Natasha Bray as well.
I just thought, oh, and the universe is speaking to me here. And I did Google it and had a look at the price. I was like, I know.
Well, actually, I told Michaela Leyland, I said, because I do, I did a vision board workshop with Michaela. So I said, Michaela, that's going on my vision board. So you need to cut out or print off something and put it on your vision board.
100%. Yeah.
If you can get a car and a dog breed, surely to God, you can get a Remarkable. If people don't know what we're talking about, just go to remarkable.com. And it's basically a digital notepad, so you can write on it, but then you can save it. You can convert it to your handwriting to text, and then you can save it, move it to your laptop. I know, I really want one too. And you know what?
I reckon we set a goal by the next time that we actually meet in person for lunch, we've both got one.
Okay, let's do that.
And we can sit with our Remarkables. We'll have a fancy lunch at the wherever we're going to go next. We need to create a plan when we come out of lockdown of going to all the what's that chain of pubs that we always end up going to without planning to, and then we get them one
Bunning and Price.
We're going to them all
because we have vouchers, and so we'll go to all of those.
Cross Foxes, the Lord Combermere, which is Whitchurch. We've got the one
the Pantarockin in Wrexham. Yeah,
Mold, isn't there? Like, we'll just
Google the glass frin and Mold. Yeah,
so
we just keep getting vouchers, and then we just keep so we end up getting one meal for free with those vouchers, and we'll just go along with our little Remarkables. Well, let me tell you though, Mother's Day this year is 2 weeks before my birthday, so they could get me a combined gift. Possibly, yeah. I could drop a few hints. However, I have to say I'm going on. I've already got part of my gift because I got a bit of money towards booking Jason Vale's Juicy Retreat. have you heard of Jason Vale? Yeah.
I follow Vicky Patterson on Instagram, and she's always going to it.
It's virtual.
Okay, cool. Because she goes to one in Portugal. He's got like a place in Portugal.
Yeah, so he's in Portugal, but we're all over the UK. And so you sign up. He does. He's got a woman who does yoga in the morning, then somebody else who does, exercise. And it's all just from our living rooms. And he tips us all the juices, soups, ginger shots, everything. So we don't have to do anything. We have no cleanup. We just show up. He does an hour inspirational talk every day. So,
I'm just going to put something else on my vision board now, and you can put it on too, is that we are going to go to Portugal to the actual retreat in a couple of years.
Oh, that sounds good, because he does all his talks and everything. He's sitting outside, and you see the background.
Oh, Vicky Patterson goes, well, obviously not now, but she was going. She'd go like every sort of 6 months or more. Really? I think a bit like an influencer for him, so she'd get it for free. Do you know what I mean? But she'd see her hiking with like the vests on, and you know, but then next thing, she's sat in a hot tub with the view. She would go with her boyfriend and with her mum a couple of times, and I'm just like, oh, I really fancy that. It's a bit different, isn't it? I'm always going on like boozy breaks, but that's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Imagine how amazing, like, you normally come back from a holiday more knackered than you went, I find.
Yeah.
You'd come back from that like a brand new person. It would be amazing.
I know. So that is, I think it's the 14th of March or the 15th of March. For 7 days, so I'll get shipped everything, and So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it because I think he's brilliant. I actually went, a friend of mine, and oh, this is probably 5 or 6 years ago, he was speaking in London, but it was really early. Like, it was so ridiculous. It was 9 o'clock in the morning or something, or 9:30 in the morning. So from us here in North Wales, I remember we had to get up at 5 in the morning to get the train down there. And it was like, I was knackered. Like, I am not a morning person. So I was just, I think I started to wake up at the end of his talk, like on the way home. I was like, oh, but I just, and it can be quite expensive to go to his Portugal one. So I was thought, oh, I got to save for this. So then when he had the virtual one, I thought, okay, I'm going to do it because it's quite a bit cheaper, obviously.
We will definitely, and it'll have to be a couple of years until my kids are a bit older. But yeah, we could definitely do that. We'll put that on the vision board.
Yeah,
because the years fly by, don't they? It's like me and my friend Hannah and Lisa, we were saying that it feels like forever that we were doing a cruise this year, because we always said, like, and you'll have to come on this too, because we're always like, when we're 80, we're going to be the perfect human being from that much self-development and work on ourselves. Yeah. It's going to be cruising around the world and just like, just completely not giving.
Oh, you're frozen there. Hopefully you come back.
And like, ultimately, that, and we would boot the kids and the husbands.
Yeah. You're free.
So, like, why are we waiting?
Well,
you're like, all right, okay, we're both 40 this year. We'll do it in like 2000.
Who else is 40 this year?
Have I dropped out? Hang on.
Yeah, you dropped out a bit. Who else is
Hannah there? Gibson, oh, Hannah is. From Durham.
Yeah.
Hannah is. So so we were like, let's do it in 2021. And when we were saying this, it seemed like years away.
Yeah.
It just seemed like, you know, we just feel like, oh, that's really in the future. And now here we are. So yeah, I think we should set a date to do this Jupiter retreat and go right in like 2025 or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we're gonna go. And we can even have a little pot to save up. No.
Yeah, and we need to
put it
on our vision board as well. I had this image of you and Lisa and Hannah at 80, and you'll all be wearing your eyelashes will be all gray, but you'll have your glam lashes on. I will.
I don't know, but Hannah and Lisa aren't quite as extra as me, but yeah, I definitely will.
Then you'll have these big t-shirts on that say, "What's up, witches?" Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I'll just look like I do now, because I would have had that much plastic surgery. Well, I'll be like Madge off Benidorm.
Yeah. That show makes me laugh. Okay, well, we're coming up to the end of our podcast now, so I'll just say that I'll put I'll put it on the show notes, but I'll also put it on Facebook page, just my website. So if anybody is thinking about doing a book or just wants to know what the process is, what would be the cost and how to do it, then, you know, we can talk about that. But just a shout out to all my lovely authors for the 2020 and how they've just been resilient and just got on with it and did what they had to do. You know, last year was still a very busy year for me for publishing books. So I think a lot of people, if they were on furlough or,
I was going to say, the lockdown was good for that, isn't it? If you have nothing else to do, for lots of people, especially if they haven't got young children and, if they haven't got family, it was a great opportunity, really, wasn't it? So.
Yeah, so happy World Book Day to everybody this week. And we've got lots going on. And so just follow us on all of our socials. We're at Team Author UK. So you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever. I'm even on Clubhouse, Michelle. So you need to get yourself some kind of thing.
I put an iPod in my Amazon basket last week. And I was like, am I really going to spend £200 just to go on one app? Like, I don't need an iPod. I've got an iPad. I've got this iPad, but it's too old, which is frustrating.
Why did you look for used ones?
Because they're not much cheaper.
Are they not? No.
So you can't get one, and it's got to be an eight, whatever, isn't it? Okay. Over an eight or something.
Well, actually, you know what?
Then you're like quid. So I'm just gonna wait.
I heard that in March is when they're going to be announcing the Android.
Yeah, Michaela said she'd heard 5 weeks, and that was a couple of weeks ago now. So I'm just chilling. Yeah, I'm just like strutting there, like, hey, yeah, Clubhouse, yeah. I'm here. Yeah. Just letting you all suss it out first.
And that £200 that you would spend on that, you could put towards your Remarkable.
Remarkable, exactly. That is exactly it.
Anyways, I'll let you go. The next time we talk, the kids, because we've already recorded one, so the next time we talk, the kids will be in school.
Yeah.
And we will be...
peace. I'll be able to think straight. This is going to be amazing.
Okay. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. And everyone, please like and share our podcast.
Yay!
We really want to get it out there. We're slowly growing, but I want us to move faster, Michelle. Faster.
Faster. Absolutely, taking over the podcast world.
Yeah. Okay. Take care, everybody, and we'll talk soon. You've been listening to the Time to Chat podcast with Michelle Childs and Sue Miller. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our weekly podcast. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, our details are in the show notes, or follow us on our Facebook page at Time to Chat Podcast.